And now to the Pacific Northwest, where Oregon and California are fighting over something that happened 433 years ago. That's when Sir Francis Drake became the first British explorer to make contact with Native Americans. The question is, where exactly did that meeting take place? The National Park Service is poised to officially recognize one state's claim. Colin Fogarty of the Northwest News Network explains.
Sir Francis Drake was the prototypical swashbuckling British ship's captain. It took him 3 years to circumnavigate the world, and in 1579, Drake spent 5 weeks repairing his ship and interacting with West Coast tribes. Gary Gitson believes that happened near his house, overlooking Nehalem Bay on the northern Oregon coast.
Where are you? I see your shadow somewhere. There you are. Come on.
The amateur historian leads his dog, Gracie, and me to his basement library. His shelves are lined not only with books about Sir Francis Drake, but also with what he says is evidence the British explorer dropped anchor near here. Gitson points to a photo of an old survey marker chiseled into a rock.
This is what he signed. You know, the only person who could do something like that was Francis Drake.
Gitson is writing a book called Oregon's Stolen History. In it, he refutes the generally accepted claim that Drake landed in California, just north of what is now San Francisco. Standing on a cliff overlooking Nehalem Bay, Oregon, I ask Gitson, why does this matter so much?
Truth. Otherwise, we're just living a bunch of lies, and do we really want to live a bunch of lies? I don't think so. If that's the case, then why don't we just keep saying that, the sun is revolving around the earth and the earth's still flat. So, I mean, yeah, I can agree with that.
There has to be only one location, and it's Drake's Cove at Drake's Bay.
That's Ed Vonderporten. He heads a society of history buffs in California's Bay Area. As far as he's concerned, scholars settled the question long ago of where Drake first encountered West Coast tribes, in California's Drake's Bay. Most recently, he says the National Park Service put that claim through not one, but two scholarly commissions.
To review all of this and say, okay, take a look. Is there any other alternative? And the answer came out, as it always has, a resounding no.
For now, at least, the National Park Service has accepted the petition to officially designate 17 locations around California's Drake's Bay as a national landmark. But that's not quite the end of the story.
This declaration does not choose one side over the other.
National Park Service archaeologist Erica Martin Siebert says the point of this landmark is to recognize the first contact between the British and Native Americans.
Today, at this time, our current scholarship supports this area as the landing site of Drake's Bay. But that doesn't mean that we can't continue to look at other places.
Martin Siebert says the reason people will keep studying Drake's circumnavigation of the world is because it was the moonshot of its time.
He was a rock star. He did something that many people thought was impossible.
All that's needed now to turn Drake's Bay in California into a historic landmark is a signature from U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.